Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Gravity Podcast, where we host conversations on developing a Christian spirituality rooted in love that fosters resilient faith in everyday life. What's happening, my gluons? This is the Gravity Commons Podcast, and a gluon is something that has to do with matter. Joined by Ben
Sternke. Physics?
Sure.
Gluon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
Google
all it. All of our cells, one big mass.
A gluon.
A human gluon.
Well, a gluon is also what I used to do to decorate my clothes in kindergarten. I would take things from the desk and glue them on.
Gluon.
My shirt.
It's a gluon. Yeah. The instant you said gluon, I thought, wait, that's quantum physics. But then I also thought about googly eyes that you could glue on
googly
to
eyes.
Various items around your home.
Yes.
You guys, I love googly eyes. It makes everything better.
They are fun.
Doesn't it? They're very silly.
Oh, yeah.
They're silly. Yeah.
They're kind of like gluons.
You know what isn't silly?
What?
Thanksgiving with a politically divided family.
Oh, hey, that's not even a joke, everybody.
Nope. Also, it's just not silly. We thought, we've talked a little bit about like post-election redux, you know, and kind of how people are feeling. But one of the things that keeps emerging from both people that identify as MAGA and also people that don't is how the political party you're in or the voting preferences you have, how it complicates family and extended family gatherings.
Yeah.
Right? I've noticed I've seen a lot of news reports, and this isn't new. This is over the last 8 years where, you know, people that identify as MAGA are lamenting the fact that their political stance has cost them family relationships. They've had children or brothers or sisters tell them that they no longer are, they don't want them in their life anymore, or they're not going to spend time in their house anymore, et cetera. And I'm not here to we're not here to judge that or cast aspersions on that or endorse that. But we're here to sort of just spend, I don't know, 20 minutes or so talking through how to navigate complicated relationships.
Yeah.
And I do want to name it kind of before we start. Part of it is I think sometimes we have expectations as we go into these big holidays. And there is this weird expectation of, oh, it's Thanksgiving, and so everything needs to be perfect, and the turkey needs to be perfect, and the food needs to be perfect, and you need to look a certain way, and my family needs to act a certain way, and we're in this big house with all these people that we only see like once a year or a couple times a year that we don't even really know. And then it's like, it's not what we dreamt in our minds, right? It's real life instead of Hallmark. And so it's hard when we have like unmet expectations, but then within relationships with people that are called family.
Yeah. So not only is there the normal like building up of holidays to be something they can't possibly contain.
Correct.
Usually,
yeah.
Right. But then you also have the complications of like, you know, I'm going home to see my brother or my sister.
Yep.
And we haven't spoken in a while and we've avoided each other because we disagree politically. Or I'm going home to see stepdad and mom, and mom thinks one thing and stepdad thinks another, and it's always so tense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
or the flip side is like you can't ever have a real conversation about anything deep because of that. You've learned that, oh, I better just stay silent to keep the peace. And I don't think that that's the answer either.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So here, Chrissy, to tell us how to do it is Ben Sturkey. Ben?
That's right. Thank you, Ben, for joining us.
Thanks for joining us today.
Gravity Commons podcast.
So in the book I've written called,
don't go home for
Dicking it to your in-laws. How to make every Thanksgiving memorable.
Every argument and leave your in-laws weeping.
Yeah.
Bitter tears.
Yeah. No.
Oh, was that not? Okay. I've written another book.
Anyway. Yeah. I have a couple thoughts. I think it's, and then I'd love to hear what you guys are thinking. Mm-hmm. Ben, you can correct anything that I say that's wrong.
Yeah, I'm making some notes.
Like usual. The first is, like, I think a lot of us come out of family systems or religious traditions where we never learned or considered or thought was okay to know what we need to take care of ourselves.
Yes. Can I say yes and amen?
Yeah. So part of that package is, you know, sort of dying to self or service of others or loving of others. There's nothing wrong with all that, like love others. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, what is harmful to ourselves and harmful to other people gets labeled as self, dying to self or serving other people. And so I think part of, like, preparing your body for action, maybe you're going home, maybe you're having people over, maybe you're just traveling, is to get a little clear on how do you take care of yourself?
Yeah.
Like, for example, go for a walk every day. If you're going somewhere, go move your body, right? Or have a counseling appointment with your counselor before you leave and then after you come home.
Good.
Like, those are, you know, if you're married, you know, have dialogue with your partner about how they might be able to help you and support you in that. I mean, those are just some quick little things, but there's lots of different ways that you can take care of yourself. But it is really important to pre-think through those things and then actually
have a plan.
Yeah, have a plan and then do the plan.
Yeah. Have a plan and do the plan. That's Christy Penley. That's like Christy Penley advice. Have a plan. Do it.
Support.
Just do it.
Post her report.
No, I appreciate that. It sounds like you've written a book about this, Christy. No, I think that's really good. And I that's really hard, I think, for a lot of us who, especially if we grew up in Christian environments where we were taught that it's righteous, holy, humble to put other people's needs ahead of yours, right? In a certain kind of way that denies your own need for sanity. And everything else that a person needs, you know, who has a body. So I think that's really wise to just know what you can handle and know what you can't handle. The other thing that comes to mind as you're talking, Christy, is that I think that some of us may find that we cannot handle any conversation that delves into the realm of the political.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's an okay boundary to set. Like, if that's where you're at, I would never want anybody to feel shame or, like, scolded, you know, that it's like, oh, it's up to you to confront, you know, everybody in your life who, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to feel that way. If that's not a conversation you can handle at this moment, that's part of taking care of yourself, is saying, I'm not going to talk about this, you know, and that might be as simple as leaving the room if it gets brought up, you know, or depending on, you know, the family environment, you could maybe even just make a request and say, hey, just for my own well-being, I'd love for us not to talk about this, you know, at Thanksgiving, and let me know if that is, you know, comports with everybody. If not, that's okay. I'll probably just leave the room if y'all want to talk about that. I think that's part of having a plan. That's really good.
I'm glad you said that. Because earlier I said, like, the other side is not having any deep conversations. Please don't hear that, listener, as, like, shame if you can't Yeah. If that's not in where you are right now, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's actually was being said out of my own story and like something I'm working through of like, what does it look like for me to be me? Because I love deep conversation. To also know that deep conversation doesn't always go well in some of the environments I find myself in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I just say that. I did hear a friend of mine who also is a counselor said, boundaries are for love flow. And I thought that was brilliant. And what she means by that is the boundaries that we put up are not to wall off people. It's actually, so what does it look like for me to love this person? Mm-hmm. And sometimes those boundaries need to be bigger than we might think, but it's so that we can love the other person. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just love that. And that is something that I'm thinking and taking with me in the holiday travels.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's hard when you're in the throes of something that requires boundaries that you're not used to setting, right?
Yeah.
Because there's all kinds of shame messages that most of us have about that, that it's mean. You're being unloving, you know, it's the opposite. And I've told people this, you know, a lot when, you know, it's hard for me to believe it when it, you know, it's my turn to set boundaries, but it is an act of love. It's not an act of meanness. It's not an act of selfishness. It's an act of love for yourself and actually an act of love for the other person.
Yeah.
Because the boundary speaks a truth that needs to be heard. And speaking truth is part of what love is, you know?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get back to the show.
There's more in my head about how to handle complex situations, but there's so much to mine out about setting boundaries, mm-hmm. Knowing why that's okay, asking for what you need, you know, not having to agree that a boundary is appropriate for it to be set. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and not everybody,
not everybody may like the boundary you set.
Right.
Not everybody may be okay with the boundary you set. Mm-hmm. And part of them loving you is to respect a boundary you set that they don't agree with.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Right. This is where like love gets really confusing for people. Is that like we put on ourselves, I have to go out of my way to love this person. Right. And sometimes the love just means you get to do whatever you want. Mm. And I don't get to have any wants. And what that means is that they're actually not in a loving relationship with you because they're not doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Right? The you mentioned the flow or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a one-way flow here mm-hmm. where somebody is taking and you're giving. I think we know this stuff. Thank you, Dr. Phil Donahue, from like 1980s talk shows. Where, you know, Phil Donahue's sitting down with parents of like teens who are addicted or a man whose wife is an alcoholic. And he's telling them, you know, you're enabling here. Mm-hmm. This is enabling behavior and you are participating in the addictive cycle by not telling people no. Right? Culturally, I think that was like a big, we can say no. Or... Yeah. It's not okay to just give people what they want all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, 40 years later, the church is catching up and we are, I think there's a permission and an experimentation of how to do this. Well, let me give you an example. A friend of mine, is raising a boy who just decided in their teenage years that he's gay. And my friend's dad is a part of a family messaging group. And the dad in this family messaging group regularly texts things that are like anti-gay agenda stuff. And my friend is like, hey, dad, you know, our son is gay. We're trying to figure that out. We're trying to deal with that. And right now, these kinds of messages in this environment aren't helpful for us. And they're actually, this is a source of like frustration and pain. And it's hard to know how to deal with this personally with our son. If you would please not use the family text thread to do this, you know? And the dad was offended, took it personally, and continued to send those messages. So my friend had a choice, like, what do I do? You know? And he basically just said, hey, we need to leave this text thread for a bit. And you guys can message us personally if you need us. You know? That was like a boundary that was set that wasn't agreed, wasn't an agreed upon boundary, right? Because after my friend left, the dad, you know, threw a fit. And I'm not even, my friend wasn't even sure this is right. Meaning, should we in some enlightened spiritual place be able to take our dad's anti-gay things as we help walk our teenager through being gay? Like, I don't know, maybe, maybe, you know, someday you could just deal with that better. But you're actually a human finite person dealing with human finite things, and you only have a limited capacity. And you know that every time you see this, you have deep anger and fear and sadness and triggering.
Yeah.
And so my friend's trying to take care of himself the best way he can. Mm-hmm. He did, which caused him to lose something that he wanted, which was access to all his sisters and all his brothers. But he did it because he felt like the cost is too high if I don't do this. So like, that's an example of setting a boundary, taking care of yourself. Yep. It doesn't even have, you don't even have to be sure that it's perfect to ask for it.
Yes.
Right. Because it's not like a forever boundary. Any boundary doesn't have to be a forever boundary.
Right, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. It could be, but it's just the boundary for right now. And maybe that changes. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. I think one of the other things I see a lot of people do in situations like that, Matt, and in other situations where boundaries need to be set, is they think it's their job to convince everybody of the goodness of the boundary or the appropriateness of the boundary.
Yes.
Rather than just setting it. The boundary does all the work. Actually, the boundary does all the work. And sometimes the best thing that could happen to somebody is that they get upset by a boundary that you set. Now, you're not making them upset. You're not trying to make them upset. You're just allowing the boundary to do the talking rather than you trying to convince people that boundaries are a good idea. Oof. You just set one. You know what I mean? You just do it. And that actually begins to transform oftentimes relationships.
Yeah, at least for my life, I've found there's a period in my life that it was really scary to set a boundary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It felt like it took so much courage to try to set a boundary.
Yep.
And I feel like right now there are relationships I have where someone else has set a boundary for me.
Yeah.
Y'all. That feels so personal and so hard. And to love that person enough to follow the boundary, right? Yeah. Yeah. Feels like another different kind of challenge. And both things have to happen, right? And so anyway, listener, if you're on the giving or the receiving part of boundaries this holiday season, like, I don't know. Part of me wants to like kind of cup their little faces in my hands and be like, it's going to be okay. You know, like just a tenderness of like, gosh, it's really hard. And
Yeah. And so part of how I'm preparing to do that is I have loved ones or family members that, you know, I've had conversations about disagreements or differences before. And they haven't been productive. I think for Thanksgiving, I'm prepared to say something like, you know, you and I have a lot in common and I enjoy spending time with you, but this area we don't see eye to eye in. And I don't know how, I don't have any imagination for how we get on the same page about it. Yeah. I'd like to spend time with you during this time with things that we mutually appreciate and agree on versus spending time, you trying to change my mind, me trying to change your mind. Neither of us really want to change. And then leaving frustrated. Right?
That's good. That's really
now,
good.
Now I can do that. I can do that because no one I will be present with in that house will feel triggering or threaten their body because of somebody else's belief.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I can do that because, for instance, and I've got to get specific here, listener, or else it just doesn't cohere as well. I can do that because we have an adopted brother, sister from, we aren't foster parenting brother and sister from Mexico who know their birth parents, and one of their birth parents is undocumented, and they're terrified that their birth father is going to be deported.
Right.
And they know that grandpa voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Like, I can do that because it's just we disagree about these ideas. But if I had that situation, it would be different. Right? It wouldn't just be, hey, let's pretend like everything's fine and don't talk about this, because I actually have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old who feel terror or panic or so confused about why you would do that to their dad.
Yeah.
Right? So I bring up that point to say what I'm going to share with my family isn't a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
And I'm able to do it because of my privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But to your point of thinking through what are you going to say?
Yeah.
And I think part of that is preparing yourself, right? The whole taking care of yourself, see a counselor, do move all the things that you're going to do, make the plan. And like, what's the phrase? That's mm-hmm. my whole thing. Of like, what's the phrase I'm going to say that is just clear? And we don't need to go into it, but like, hey, we're not going to talk about this thing. Yeah. And it's because I want to love you and I want to spend our time together having fun doing other things because we're not going to agree on this thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I think that's really wise. Just to have a phrase, you know what I mean? I think that's part of having a plan is thinking through. Cause in the moment, you know, you might be triggered, you might be activated, and that, you know, then the new phrase is nowhere to be found. You know what I mean? Unless mm-hmm. you've prepared it ahead of time.
Right.
You know, I know people who, you know, they've in their initial attempts to set boundaries, with loved ones in various ways, they literally would write out what they want to say and write out the boundary that they would keep coming back to when it was challenged, when it was, you know, argued with, when it was, you know, with anger directed at it. And they literally had note cards with them just to be like, just to refer to say, and just, they would repeat what they wrote on the note card and repeat what they wrote on the note card. And I think that's a really wise and a really loving kind of thing to do for yourself and for your loved ones, you know, just to be able to say, well, this is my plan for a phrase that I will use is clear and is loving and sets the right boundary for myself.
Can I give you one more P since we're P? Just doing the P's? Yeah, you know, I'm Christy Penley. So I got the plan. I got the phrase.
The phrase. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We got one more P. Good. Are you ready? Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm ready.
We need to see
Pepperidge Everyone. Farms, because it is Thanksgiving, and if without Pepperidge Farms, what are you doing? Is that what
sponsoring this episode is?
I know, right?
Pepperidge
Where's
Farms.
The commercial? People.
People.
I think we need to see everyone as a person and not just as one thing they believe, one label we put on them. That goes both ways, but if we actually saw them as people instead of labels, that does something in my heart. And so as I make a plan, prepare my body, do all the things, have the phrase in my head, but then also walk into that time and go, like, I don't want to label people. I just want to see them as a person. That's helpful to me. And so that's my other P.
Yeah. And people, and people like Pepperidge Farms.
Yeah. That's a fourth P. It really is. It really is a strong P.
Thank you. No. I've been told that before.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farms.
I think that's a really great thing to keep in mind. I think one of the most helpful things that's emerging for me, kind of post election, in the midst of, you know, cards on the table, like, felt, you know, angry, upset, you know, at what's being revealed, you know, in this country, all of that kind of thing. But I think one of the more humanizing thoughts that I've had is that, like, everybody who's like full on MAGA, to use that as an example, is a human who is deeply afraid, and they've just been convinced that this is the answer, you know, to their fear. But that experience of being afraid is, and worried about your future, about your security, about your, you know, like, that experience of being concerned about your life is a universal human experience. And it helps to sort of humanize, for me, it helps to humanize people I disagree with, you know, on an ideas level.
Yeah.
Just to say, okay, well, this is the connecting point for me. It's like, I get it. You're afraid. I get it. You're afraid.
Yeah.
So, and that can be, I don't know. For me anyway, one of the things that I am trying to do is find ways into deeper conversations, like you're saying, Christy, that don't just like revolve around ideological, you know, like points. You know, we're going to lodge points back and forth and send each other articles and podcasts to listen to and things like that. But are there ways for me to get at the deeper issues that someone is bringing up that I disagree with, where we can connect on that level of, what are you afraid of? Yeah. You know, what are you concerned about? What do you see that, you know, that activates that? Because I think fear gets weaponized when it's not addressed. It's just sort of harnessed and used, you know, for violent ends, you know, by manipulative people. But if we can name our fear and actually, in a vulnerable way, talk about it, I think there's a lot of possibilities there for change.
Yeah.
Transformation.
And now, a word from a sponsor.
The Gravity Podcast is sponsored by the Gravity Formation Course, a 12-month cohort-based training in practical spiritual formation, where you'll learn to notice how God is already at work in your life, so you can participate more fully in the life God shares with us. It's a discipleship process that goes beyond just gaining more knowledge and trying some new practices. In the Gravity Formation Course, we go below the surface of our lives so we can notice and name our deepest desires in God's presence and discern how God is at work in those desires to lead us toward holistic flourishing, more transformation, more life, more joy, more love. We've trained hundreds of people from all over the world in this formation framework, and it has helped many to have a sense of God at work in their lives and learn to be more at home in God's love. If you'd like to learn more, go to gravitycommons.com/formation.
All right, let's get back into our conversation.
I automatically, in my mind, without trying, my brain sorts that as like virtuously superior to setting a boundary and just not talking about things. Right. That if I was the super Christian,
right,
that the Bible Answer Man promised me I would be if I listened to his show every day, then I should be able to do what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about things we disagree with, and I can hold space for like seeing right. you as an image bearer and have compassion. Yeah. So then to set a boundary and to say, I can't talk to you about this, or please don't bring this up, feels like I've failed.
Right. Like there's shame around it or something.
Yeah. Like, you know, yeah, if I was stronger, better, not good enough, more faithful, yeah, if I had less, you know, maybe trauma or mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. And I want to just give people space to feel that, like mm-hmm. to just validate that feeling and to come back to, I think, what we started with, which is, you know, there are, you know, I probably could have some pointed political conversations at some point, mm-hmm. but I also know that I have a 12-year-old that really doesn't like me doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's not just like, do I have the capacity to do that?
Exactly.
Does this other person, but like, what work is this doing for people I love?
Yes.
Is it wise?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And so I just want to say there's like a whole host of things to account for here. And I want to just name, there probably is moral hierarchy that we're assigning to different things on how to handle conflict situations at Thanksgiving, for instance.
Yeah.
But also, like, God's grace is sufficient for you, and his kindness is deeper than your yes. perceived weakness or your actual weakness.
Yeah.
And you are held in love, listener.
Yes.
You have the freedom to not crush it on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just need to relax on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I was talking to you. I think I've had 2 weekends at home without travel or work mm-hmm. since the weekend before Labor Day.
Yeah.
And so this weekend, I'm traveling all day Saturday, and I work Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So Thanksgiving weekend, I am collapsing and doing nothing because I haven't had 2 days off together in a while. And I'm just going to like do nothing. Yes. And so I'm giving myself permission not to, you know, mm-hmm. not to sort of ammo up and let my one in-law have it or whatever. Like I'm just not, that's not what I need to take care of myself.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Yeah, that's really good. And I would even say, I don't even know if there, I know that we all maybe tend to assign a moral category or hierarchy to some of these things, but I'm not sure that that's right. You know, I think every it's just every context is different. Every situation is different. And I think the most moral thing you can do is the best idea you've got, you know, just in terms of like, you know, maybe it's like, you know what, here's what I need to do on Thanksgiving is not provoke any of these conversations, not have any of them, because I need a break from all of this stuff. I think that's a good word, a wise word. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can stop there. Listener, let us know if you want to reach out, talk to us in the comments or reach out via the email podcast@gravitycommons.com. You can chat with us and let us know, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, what do you need? Mm-hmm. What are your challenges or obstacles you're facing as you get together with family? And Lord willing, we'll be here Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yep.
We'll be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll be in Advent.
It's, yep.
Oh, that's, is that right?
It's coming. We will be.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The Sunday after Thanksgiving is the first Sunday of Advent.
Yeah.
Usually it's that way.
Yeah. Well, and listener, if you need something to break the ice at Thanksgiving, things are getting a little too heavy and you need, just ask the question that I'm going to ask Christy. Christy?
Yes. I'm nervous now.
Where do bad rainbows go?
I don't know, Matt. Where do bad rainbows go?
To prism. It's a light sentence.
Oh.
It gives them time to reflect.
Wow. But
hello. Hello. You dropped that on Uncle Jerry. I'm telling you. Everything's going to be all right.
It'll be fine from that point on. So,
all right.
All right. Well, till next friends. Time.
Yep. See you next time. Peace.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gravity Podcast. If you're finding it helpful, please tell your friends about it. Word of mouth is the best advertising. Ratings and reviews online also help others find the podcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. To join discussions about the podcast and lots more, join us in the Gravity community. It's free to join, and you can connect with other listeners to the podcast to talk about faith, spirituality, and whatever else comes up. Also, Ben and I hang out there a lot. To join, go to gravitycommons.com/community. The Gravity Podcast is produced by Ben Sternke and Matt Tebbe. Aaron Sternke edits and mixes the podcast. You can check out his mixing, engineering, and production work at aaronsternke.com. And we'd love to hear from you. To record a question or comment for us, go to gravitycommons.com/message and click the Start Recording button. You can also email us at podcast@gravitycommons.com. Catch you next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.